Hi, may I speak to Alexis?
I'm speaking.
Hello, my name is Brandon. I'm calling off a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you already spoken to anyone regarding that?
Yesterday I did, but they told me to put in, I did it on a website, and I put in my claim on there. And they said someone's going to call me, so I'm guessing you.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you haven't spoken to anyone yet. When it comes to Depo, were you diagnosed with anything after using it?
Yes, I was. Hold on 1 second, because I have my aide right here. And
no problem.
2 seconds, 1 second. Okay, can you hear me better?
Hi, yes, I can.
Okay. More private. Okay. Hello?
Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah. Okay, so what was the question you asked me first?
So when you were using Depo, or after you stopped using it, I should say, were you ever diagnosed with anything?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with a tumor at the stage one. Mongolian, you ever heard of that?
Can you spell it out for me?
M-E-N-I-N-G. Can I pull up my report? I think it's I-N-G-O-M-A.
I see.
Call my doctor,
meningioma.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So that diagnosis is the highest related to Depo, scientific evidence-wise. So that does correlate back to Depo usage.
Yeah,
how long
because
did you
I put it
before?
Over the course of 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, I don't know, like every 3 months.
Every 3 months, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so about 4 shots a year.
Yes.
Okay, and that's over the course of 5?
Yeah, so I went I had it for 5 years. I had to go every 3 months for the shots, so that's how it works. So
I see. Okay.
I can't break it down, but I'm not good at math.
Yeah, of course. For the most part, you definitely can participate in the lawsuit. I definitely have more questions regarding that. You said you're with your aide right now, right? So it sounds like you're busy.
Oh, no, she can't hear me. She's in another room.
Okay. Well, it typically takes about 15 minutes to get through the application. Is there a better time to call, or do you want to go through it now?
We'll call through it now.
Okay. Starting off with, would you like to see if you're able to participate in this lawsuit?
I do.
Okay. And have you ever spoken to any attorneys or signed any documents against Depo Provera?
No.
Okay.
See, I only seen the ad on Facebook.
Uh-huh. I see. And that's where you first found out about the correlation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. And you would be filing this claim for yourself as you were the injured party. Are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Like, what was my... What do you
yes.
mean?
Sorry, I know I already asked you that. Sometimes I do have
yeah.
to double-check and double-ask a question. But
okay,
what was
it was
the
a
main
tumor,
injury?
But it was a tumor stage one of meningioma.
Okay.
I cannot.
It's
yeah.
okay. It's a tough to pronounce name. Meningioma.
Yeah, that's how you say tumor.
And this was located where?
In Baltimore, Maryland.
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
Do you want to know the doctor, clinic, and stuff, or do you want to know what state?
Yeah, where in your body?
Oh, it was on my head.
Okay.
And then they had to I had to test.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had got the test, it showed that it was like Depo Provera in my tissue.
Oh, really?
I got a biopsy report.
Uh-huh. Okay, I see. So you got a biopsy, and did they initially find it through a CT scan or MRI?
Your phone breaking up.
Oh, can you hear me a bit better now?
Yes, it's still breaking. You said, what happened now?
Did you get diagnosed through a CT scan or MRI before the biopsy?
Yes, it was an MRI.
Okay, got it. And so it was in your head. By that, do you mean it was in your brain?
Yes.
Okay, got it. The reason I ask that is because it can exist in the spine as well, but yours was located on the brain. Now,
yeah,
do you remember the date of diagnosis?
My date of diagnosis, yes, like August the 10th of 2022.
August 10th,
was the day that I got the test. So it was that day I got the test. And then the 15th was when they actually diagnosed me.
I see. So it was the 15th of August. Okay, got it. And that was 2022?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry to hear you did get that diagnosis. Did you go through treatment afterwards?
Yeah, so I did go through treatment.
You did.
I received treatment the 20th of August.
Okay. Did you say the 30th of August?
No, the 20th. August the 20th of 2022.
I see. So 5 days after your diagnosis, you started treatment.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
12/23/94.
1994. Okay, got it. And did you have anyone around you that also used Depo-Provera and was injured?
Honestly, I don't ask people this.
No, I understand. Okay, so no one around was injured by it.
Yeah, not that I know of, but like, This is not something that's just like something that's like an open topic. So.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
So I don't think so.
Okay.
But I know. Yeah.
Got it. And for this next section, I'm going to be asking you questions more correlated to Depo-Provera in itself. So were you taking it as a pill or as a shot?
As a shot.
Okay. And can you confirm that you were using the name brand contraceptive Depo-Provera?
P-Visor. That's the one that I was using, if that's what you're called.
Which one was it again?
P-Visor.
Oh, yeah, P-Visor. That's the main company that creates the shots. So you were using Depo-Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And did you use the regular version, the sub version, or the generic version?
I'm picking the regular version.
Got it. Yeah, they would let you know otherwise if you took any other
types.
Okay. And back to what you said earlier, you said you used it for 5 years, along the course of 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And within one of those years, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with this meningioma?
Yes. So when I do that, do you want me to upload it or how do I do that?
Nope, you don't have to do that now. By a confirmation, I just need it verbally for the time being. Medical records-wise, as long as you know they exist with the hospital or if you have them in your own hands, then those would be sufficient enough. Now, if you had to put a date on the first time you ever took the shot, when was that?
The date?
Yeah, so give me a year.
I can say a month. Okay, 2018. It was April.
In April. Okay, so April 2018. And when was the last time you ever took a shot?
June of 2022.
January of 2022?
No, June.
June, okay. Got it. June of 2022. And this was just a couple months before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you
initially stop because of the side effects?
I kept getting severe headaches. Mm-hmm. But then I was just thinking, I didn't know it was that. So when I had got the headache and then like the mood swings.
Right.
Then I was like, I thought it was something totally different until I got tested and realized it was that. So that's why it went so unnoticed for that long.
How frequent would you say those headaches were?
Too frequent.
Okay. And you did get that diagnosis and then you went to treatment shortly after. What type of treatment did you go through?
So I went through chemo and then when they had, I was hospitalized for 4 3 days. So they gave me radiation and just pain. I said, can't. They gave me radiation treatment and then some pain meds and then lived, like, I was.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you went through courses of chemo as well as radiation and pain medication.
Not chemo. I didn't mean to say that.
Okay.
I meant to say radiation.
Okay, so just radiation.
Yes.
Got it. It was radiation. Regardless, radiation is a lot to go through. How did that go?
Exactly. I mean, it's been doing good so far. Like, so far, it's not, you know, I've been, like, in pain.
I see. Do you still live with any symptoms from it?
Minor, but it's like, sometimes like you're not ever going to get one back to 100%.
Right,
right. It's just like one of those things that I just know that.
Yeah.
It's just a part of life now.
Yeah, regardless, it's been 3 years or a bit less than that, but I would have to say that it takes a lot longer than that to actually get over something that big. Okay, got it. So you did go through radiation, then you had pain medication afterwards. Okay, well, this next section will be more focused on questions about yourself. So to start off with, could you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And what is your current marital status?
Single.
Okay. Got it. And your first name, is that spelled L-E-X-I-S?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name, is that Burrell?
Yes.
Okay. B-U-R-R-E-L-L?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle name, Lexis?
I do.
Okay. What is that?
Bria.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Could you spell it
Bria?
For me?
Yeah, B-R-I-A, but I don't really use my middle name for anything.
Okay. Is it on your ID, though?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It's not. That's all I was saying.
Got it. And that was B-R-I-A?
Yeah.
Got it. So just B-R-I-A. Okay. And what is your social?
You ready? 215. No, I was giving it to you. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
215. 439853.
Okay. So I have 31543.
No. 215.
Oh, 215. Sorry about that. 215-439-853.
Yeah.
Okay. And for your primary contact information, I have your first and last name, 12@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, that's your primary email.
Yeah.
Got it. And your phone number, I'm just going to repeat this back to you. Is it 443-803-2620?
Yeah.
Got it. And is this your mobile phone?
Yeah.
Okay. And how would you prefer to be contacted? I'm not sure. Are you busy in the mornings, afternoons, evenings?
Either way, Tuesday, I do have therapy that I go to. But other than that, it doesn't matter. You can contact me either way.
Either way. Okay, got it. So I'll mark down mornings just for the time being. And contact preference-wise, would you prefer emails, texts, phone calls?
All of the above. It doesn't matter.
Okay, got it. Now, what is your current address?
2202 Bradish, B-R-A-B-B-I-S-H. Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21216.
21216. And is this an apartment or a house?
It's a house.
It's a house. Okay. Got it. And going back to Depo Provera, was this administered by your doctor or did you do it yourself?
No, a doctor.
A doctor. Okay. And if you took it through the course of 5 years, 4 times per year, then you must have taken it about 20 times, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had about approximately 20 shots. Do you remember the doctor's name that would usually administer the shots?
The doctor, Dr. Honey, okay, Dr. Ruhu. It's R-U-Y, but... R-Y-U. But
R-Y-U.
Let me spell it out for you.
Yeah, Yeah, please.
Yeah, it's Dr. Period, and then H Y. Let me look up my. Let me pull my thing over.
Yeah, no problem.
Make sure I spell it. H Y U N G.
Okay. H Y U N G. And is that the first or last name?
The first.
Okay.
And the last name is R Y U.
Okay. So Hyun.
That's my OBGYN.
That's your OBGYN. Okay. I probably butchered his name, but H Y U N G R Y U. Okay. And do you remember the hospital that he was located at or the clinic?
Say it again.
Do you remember what the hospital's name was or the clinic's name was that he was located at?
No, I do. I do. One second.
Of course.
I cannot. Because he moved. At first, he's a traveling one. Mm-hmm. So at first, I was getting him at Total Healthcare. And then he got his own universe, like his own little spot now.
Right.
I do not have the new one. If you call back later, I can call you back with his new address.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I can take the older address since that's where you first took the shot, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So that was at Planned Parenthood.
Okay. You said that's at Planned Parenthood?
Yeah. They were giving me the, that's where my pharmacy was at. So they would have the doctor. I'm trying to pull that up. My internet's so slow.
And that was in Baltimore, the Planned Parenthood. Do you remember what the streets were? Was it off Howard Street?
Yes.
It was?
Yes.
Okay. I have the right address for the Planned Parenthood here then. Give me one second. This looks like the Baltimore City Health Center Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. And I do have a phone number for them. If you have your OBGYN's phone number, I could take that. But if not, I can just use the facility's number.
Okay.
Okay, I'll use that. Okay. And now, was this the same doctor that prescribed you the shots?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So it was the doctor that recommended them.
Yeah, but it's not the doctor that was my neurosurgeon and all that.
Right.
That's not the same doctor.
Right. Okay, got it. Okay. And the depo shots, they were all administered at this Planned Parenthood up until he relocated, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Got it. And I don't need the address of that relocation right now, by the way. So I appreciate it. If you do have it, I would definitely keep it to the side as it may be needed, but not right now. Okay. So going back to your diagnosis, so the neurologist that actually diagnosed you, do you remember their name?
Yes, his name was Dr. Kenneth.
Dr. Kenneth?
Dr. Kenneth. I think his last name was Cradle or Colonel. But yes, his name was Dr. Kenneth.
Okay, Dr. Kenneth. And the last name could possibly be Colonel, but it starts with a K.
Yeah, Cradle. No, it starts with a C.
Okay.
It's Cradle or Colonel. C, yes. I know it sounds like a C-A-N-D-A-L-L or D-E-L-L. It's one of the two.
Candle, yeah. Dr. Kenneth Candle. Okay. And what hospital was he located at?
He was at St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
You want that address? Are you not in Baltimore?
If you do have it, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Okay. It's 7601 OSLER Drive. Towson, Maryland, and it's 21204.
21204. Okay, got it. So that's St. Joseph's Medical Center. And
yeah.
So when you did go to the hospital for your diagnosis, did you go to the emergency room or did you have a scheduled urgent care with your doctor?
No, so it was both. I had went to the emergency room and I had a schedule.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I was going to the emergency room because of, you know, I kept having the like headaches and everything, right?
Right.
The emergency room would just keep telling me I need to go see my primary. I need to go see my actual doctor. Mm-hmm. And So that's how it ended up happening.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Go ahead. It was like both and like 2-1-1.
Right. They just kind of sent you back to your primary.
Yeah, like saying that, like, it's nothing. Like, it's nothing much that they could do.
Right.
I need to go see specialists. But then that's how I ended up running into Dr. King, all of that.
Okay. Got it. That's Kenneth Candle. Now, did Kenneth, Dr. Kenneth Candle, did he help you through treatment as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And this is a random question, but have you ever been diagnosed with cancer in the past?
No.
Okay. That's good to hear. So you did get radiation treatment. Do you remember how long you had that radiation treatment for?
Okay, not off bat.
That's okay.
Not off bat.
Okay, I'll mark that off for the time being. And the radiation treatment, was this following any type of surgery?
No.
Okay, got it. So it was just radiation, and they shrunk it down just based off that radiation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. To this day, were they able to actually get rid of the tumor through shrinking it?
They did, but I'm still going through, like, to this day, I'm still, like, going to checkups and everything to make sure it
just
didn't actually
sure
get completely
back,
gone.
Right?
But, yeah, make sure it doesn't come back. And...
Okay. Well, I hope it never does. In terms of the meningioma itself, have you ever had any family that was diagnosed with one?
No.
Okay. Got it. And the times that you were hospitalized, was that only during treatment, or did you ever have to go back to the emergency room after treatment?
No, I did go one time, but it was like because it was the medications I was getting.
Oh,
so
I
wouldn't count that.
The side effects of the medication, or?
Yeah. Yeah, so I wouldn't really count that because I was regular.
Okay, got it. All right. And medical records-wise, you did say those were all at the hospital, right? You didn't hold on to those?
No, I didn't.
But
I'm
you would be
sure
able to request them.
That's all they said. Everything is, like, online now, so I couldn't request them.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it. Do you have access to your MyChart?
That's what I was just trying to pull up just now.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, it's my internet right now.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Slow. So, like, I think around 1 o'clock, it won't be, though.
Okay, got it. So you do have access to it normally.
Yeah.
Got it. So most likely those medical records, you'd be able to provide them electronically, so through email?
Okay.
Okay, I'll go ahead and mark that off here. And my last question for you is if you'd like to put down an emergency contact. So this is if we can't contact you, someone you would trust. It's completely fine if you don't have anyone to put down.
No, I'm just fixing myself.
Yeah, of course. I'll go ahead and mark that off here. I'll go ahead and put your regular email as the emergency email, so you can just get an email if you
need.
Okay, got it. So that was the last question I had for you. I appreciate your patience. I know it's a lot of questioning. But I'll go ahead and send you these documents over to both your email as well as your text, okay? So you have it in both places. So what these are the retainers for the attorney, which allows them to start the claim, as well as the medical release forms. So we're able to actually use the medical records. So you should be receiving them now. Let me know when you do. And they should be sent over from Brandon Sharp. That's my full name.
Yes. I did receive them.
Okay. So go ahead and put me on speaker. Open those documents. It will let you review them. And it's going to ask for 2 signatures. After you put those through, I'll review them, and you're all set from there.
Okay, 1 second.
And I believe when you open them, you should see your full name at the top. Just make sure that's spelled correctly for me, as that is important to have spelled right. But I believe I put everything down correct.
Yes, I do so. Yeah. Okay, all parties are going to... Okay, it says you're done signing. You may download and print.
Yes, and so when you download them, I would definitely recommend to, so you can have a copy for yourself.
Yeah.
But I do have your signatures here. What were you going to say?
Do I click continue or hit click here to learn more about signing? Click here or do I hit continue for to download it?
You can hit continue, but you'll also have it in your email. So if you ever want to go back to it, you should be able to download it straight off the link. Other than that, you're actually all set from here. So in the next couple of days, you're going to be receiving a call from the attorney. They're going to verify all the information that we went over. And after that, you're all set. The claim should be submitted. Now, I'm going to give you my phone number. So if you ever have any questions or anything at all, you can send me a text or give me a call from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Just let me know when you're ready to take this number down.
Okay, I am ready.
Okay, it's 949-274-8638.
Mm-hmm. And your name is Brandon.
Yes, Brandon Sharp.
Okay.
Okay. And my last question is just for the documents I sent you, the signature that you put down, is that your regular signature?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So, yeah, you're all set from here. Like I said, if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call, but you're just going to be expecting that call from the attorney.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate your time. Hopefully I can make the process easy, but I hope you have a good rest of your day, okay?
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.